The number of people living in cars and garages is on the rise in Christchurch as many struggle to keep up with spiralling rents. It's happening as temperatures plummet below zero, leading to concerns for people's welfare. Conan Young reports.
I find Rexine Tihema sitting outside a dairy in the suburb of Lynwood on a cold and wet Ōtautahi day. Now 42, she's been on and off the streets since she was a teenager. When I ask where she's sleeping at the moment, she points to a spot over the road next to an empty building.
I've slept in over there. I've made seats up and made homemade tents over there, and I've had the cold off my head.
On those clear, still winter nights when temperatures plummet to -4, she tries to find space on a couch at a friend's place, but it doesn't always work.
A lot of people think, oh, you know, what a life, but it's me living this life. I don't like living it. I know I can do better. But, I just need a home.
Rexine Tihema says the hardest thing about living on the streets is how lonely you end up feeling.
The street life, sometimes it pushes you to suicide, and that's what we don't want. Now, I've met one of the boys just the other day, and he told me he wanted to kill himself. And I said to him, son, don't you think like that. Don't give up. All you need to do is look for the right groups that love and care about you. And once I said that, now he's walking around and he comes to look for me all the time now.
We need some more soup.
I meet City Missioner Matthew Mark in the charity's car park, where volunteers are busy making up food parcels. He says there's been a drop in the number of people in Rexine's position living on the streets. More of a worry these days are the so-called hidden homeless, those living in cars, garages or on a friend's couch. He says they've seen a 13% increase this month compared to last, and people coming to them for help who are in that situation, and rising rents are to blame.
In order for a family to be in poverty, their earnings $33,000 or less for almost everywhere around our country at the moment, rent would soak that up full stop.
And they're the people who end up in garages?
They're the people who end up in garages or sleeping on couches or in their cars.
They're starting to see results from a new approach where they work on the underlying issues that might be leading to a person's homelessness. He mentions their success in helping one man give up the booze.
Last week he had an interview with a government organisation and secured a job, and he started with them on Tuesday. And so he's since moved into our transitional housing, and later on next week is going to be moving into his own place out in the community.
Tina Doherty, who spent 2 years on the streets when she was 15, has devoted her life to helping the homeless in Ōtautahi, calling many of them friends. She's been involved in serving up hot meals and hugs every Tuesday in the centre of the city.
This time of year, it's extremely tough, and this is where they get sick, you know, and people will drive past and go, well, I only saw two homeless people, but they're the ones you see, the ones that are in the sheds, the abandoned buildings, on the couch, in a car. Those are the ones that you don't see.
She says for many, the streets provide a feeling of freedom and warns there's no quick fix for the issues that lead them there.
Well, you're dealing with mental health as well. You're dealing with addiction, drugs and alcohol, and a lot of them use drugs as the antidepressant, as their painkiller. You know, it's a long day out there, no food and in the cold. So you need something to ease that.
Back in Lynwood, Rexine is continuing to push work and income to find her some emergency housing. One day, she hopes to take a music course at Polytech and be reunited with her children.